It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. Tremac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
I feel like the rejoin's overselling how many people love this segment. We've won 2 weeks in a row, though. We're undefeated in the last 2 weeks. So today we go for the three-peat. We look to do something that Kansas City could not.
Are you going to have to pay Pat Riley for that, though, if you get there? I mean, have you come to an agreement
NFL
that was did? That was a curse for the NFL. They came to an agreement with Pat Riley to be able to use three-peat, and the Chiefs didn't get it done.
That's such a weird thing.
Came to an agreement so that they could use it in the event the Chiefs won, but then turned out to be a curse, I guess, because they didn't get there.
He settled, right? He's still going to get paid.
Yeah. Pat Riley was basically letting them license it.
Yeah, because I thought he was set to make like over $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how much he was going to make, but basically he agreed with the NFL that they could use it for a fee, and then the Chiefs did win.
That's so weird that he was able to copyright that.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys remember, but USC back in the day, same thing. It was also turned out to be a curse, I guess. But when they were about to play Texas in the Rose Bowl, was trying to get use of the word three-peat because they believed they got jobbed out of. There was that one year, it was like a split national title. I forget who it was with. So they thought they were going for a three-peat. And so they ended up changing the wording to fit Pete Carroll to a three-peat, P-E-T-E. But then
which is better anyway.
They didn't win the title anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better than the regular P-E-A-T. I'm just going to copyright every word that we know.
Yeah,
and then you pay me royalties whenever you want to use them. It's so weird. Yeah, we could probably be sued, but I mean, they could sue us for everything we have, and they're getting very, very little. All right, let's get to this stupid game.
I'm surprised you're still so salty since you're 2-0 in the last 2 weeks. All right, quote number one. Bregman's allowed to take his time, but the information merchants out there, these merchants are not peddling high-quality stuff. To make a drug dealer comparison, there's a lot of baking soda in this flour they are selling. You got some low-grade product because you want that fix. You want that possibility that Bregman's going to be back.
What merchant?
I can see it. I think that would be either a Lance Pool or a Paul Pool.
Yeah,
with
I thought
a dark horse.
Information merchant. To Joel's question.
Information merchant?
Information merchant
was
the line.
Yeah, that's definitely the first guy I think of is Paul.
It's got to be, right?
Maybe is he setting us up? Because otherwise, I think it seems like it's got to be Paul.
I would power rank him Paul Lansdale. And Dell a distant third dark horse.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about Dell.
Okay, that's fair. I have no problem eliminating him as the dark horse.
Never mind. So, do you want to just... We both thought it was one. You want to go with it?
Yeah.
All right, Paul.
Bregman's allowed to take his time, but... The information merchants these merchants are not peddling high quality stuff.
Paul, I think Paul's a genius.
To make a drug dealer comparison, there's a lot of baking soda in
this
flour. They are selling.
How does he do that?
He doesn't watch sports. So he's got plenty of time to get caught up on other things.
Like, how does he make a Bregman baking soda in the product?
He watches Breaking
comparison.
Bad a lot.
And it made sense.
Yeah, no, I was with him. Like, it made sense.
And it made sense. Perfect sense. And then the information merchant, that's high level, man.
I
that
was
is
afraid.
High level.
I actually ran these by Michael Carroll before the show, and as soon as he saw the phrase information merchant, he's like, that's got to be Paul.
Yep.
But, yeah, I was like, yeah, whatever. It's still, I like the line
anyway.
What a
great line.
All right, quote number two. Yeah, Josh, find yourself a nice Buffalo girl. Not a pop star actress type. Just not her. That's all. Yeah, a girl who's going to love Buffalo. She consistently wakes up with dry Buffalo sauce under her fingernails. That's who we're looking for. Not some actress who's going to, you know, ruin you because that's what the fans will say if, you know, things go badly for him next season.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Talking about Josh Allen and I forget his girlfriend's name, but...
Haley.
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld. That's right.
Man, I don't think this is the bench. John and Lance, as they're called.
Why not?
Because I just think that they don't care that much. I think this is probably... It almost seems like it's back-to-back Paul, but it seems like...
It wasn't nearly as articulate and sophisticated enough to be Paul. It could be Joe.
Or Dell?
I think it could be. Can you say it again, Brian?
Yeah, Josh, find yourself a nice Buffalo girl. Not a pop star actress type, just not her, that's all. Yeah, a girl who's going to love Buffalo. She consistently wakes up with dry Buffalo sauce under her fingernails. That's what we're looking for. Not some actress who's going to, you know, ruin you, because that's what the fans will say if you know, things go badly for him next season.
I can see this being Granato. It kind of has Granato cadence written all over it.
Okay, I was feeling Dell, but... how strongly you feel about it?
No, I don't feel like... I feel like it'd either be Granato or Joe. I don't think it's a Dell one.
All right, well, here's my leap of faith, Jeremy.
Let's go, John.
Okay. Yeah, Josh, find yourself a nice Buffalo girl.
Oh,
not a pop
all right,
star
done.
Actress
I'm done
type.
Today. No more
just
guesses for me.
That's all. Yeah, a girl who's going to love Buffalo. She consistently wakes up with dry Buffalo sauce under her fingernails.
Right,
that's what
bad.
We're looking for. Not some
actress. I still love you, though. It's Valentine's Day.
Okay, let's go for number three, Brian.
So where is Jeremy right now in your rankings? Live update on your rankings.
It's fun. These things happen.
All right, quote three, 1-1. I like that Durant doesn't do the burner thing anymore. I like that he's just open with it now. Just go back at him. Like, what's wrong with clapping back at fans? There's some fans that are 100% worth clapping back at. There's some commenters for us that are sometimes worth clapping back at. Fire back. Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser.
Lance?
I was thinking Lance the whole way, and then the pow thing made me think
yeah, but who's
Paul,
gonna write,
but I'm not guessing anymore.
Who's going to call it the kisser? Those two guys.
Those two. It's definitely Lance or Paul. There's no chance it's anybody else.
So you don't think it's John?
I don't think so. I don't think. No, I don't. No, I really don't.
I think it's Lance.
But I suck at this game. So, yeah, let's do that. That sounds good.
We'll go Lance.
I like that Durant doesn't do
that. Wow.
You
thing
had
anymore.
That one.
I like that he's just.
I was thinking Lance the whole way until he goes to pow, pow. Because I bet you he does it in a very high pitched, quick way.
Pow, there's some fans that are 100% worth clapping back. There's some commenters for us that are sometimes worth clapping back. Got to fire back.
Yeah.
Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser.
He's a little reserved, pal.
It's a weak pow.
I thought the commenter line might give it away with Paul and having a notable fight with a commenter, but I guess that one slipped by.
I don't think that was intentional.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think he was taking a shot at Texans commenter there. No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right, agree to disagree.
We'll never know. You think he did? Yeah, I mean, we could know that. It would be very easy to find out, right?
Yeah, we could text Paul. That's true. I guess quote Granato. There's no way to know if I'm going
with
Granato.
We'll never go the true stories with Bregman's contract. We can literally ask Paul.
No, there's
no
way to know.
We could find out.
But no, Paul's not shy about still taking shots from time to time. Just in passing, little quick drive-bys. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
That would be well done if it was. If it was, I'll give him a lot of props on that.
I'll send a text after the show's over. We'll see if we can get an answer. All right, number four.
We got to get these.
Yep.
All right, yeah. You're 1 and 2 right now. Okay, quote four. I don't care if you're religious or not. It doesn't matter. You need to want that man. You can be an atheist and say, man, I need CJ. If you're an atheist, but you're a Texans fan, and you want good quarterback play, and if Jesus makes him right, then you better hope and pray he's with Jesus. So we start getting some completed out routes. It gets rid of the ball a little quicker.
Oh, wow.
Who is sacrilegious? You got to start there.
Rank your sacrilegious host.
I think this is Lance.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of heard. I heard Lance there.
Yeah, I think it's Lance.
Let's do it, then.
I don't care if you're religious or
attaboy,
not. It doesn't matter.
Attaboy.
All right, we got a shot.
You can be an
Pick
atheist
me up.
And say, man, I need
Pick
CJ.
Me up.
If you're an atheist but you're a Texans fan, you want good quarterback play, and if Jesus makes him right, then you better hope and pray he's with Jesus.
I had to use that one. That was pretty funny. All right, 2-2 comes down to the quote number five here. But that's stupid because Valentine's Day dies once you get married. I take my wife out enough to dinner that I don't need to take her out on Valentine's. We're in a relationship. She owes me one anyway.
So Dell and Paul are out.
Read it again.
But that's stupid because Valentine's Day dies once you get married. I take my wife out enough to dinner that I don't need to take her out on Valentine's. We're in a relationship. She owes me one anyway.
So it's either Joe John or Lance. Who goes out to dinner all the time?
Probably John.
That's the first.
Or Lance. That
John is the first one to me. And then
but,
Joe's wife's family owns a restaurant.
Yeah. So, I mean, he goes out to eat, I think, a little bit too. Although he's been working out and he's getting back down to
Trainer
his birth
Cal
weight. So maybe he's working out less.
Did you say back down to his birth weight?
It was intentional. I can do some subtle humor too. It's not just Paul, Brian.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, I'm taking myself out of the conversation.
Again?
Yeah, I suck. This is good teamwork.
Well,
being a leader. This is what I'm doing. I'm being
he's
a leader
passing the ball, LeBron. Take
by
the shot.
Giving you a higher percentage chance to get it. You have a higher percentage chance than me. I will tell you who I eliminate. I eliminate Dell and I eliminate Paul.
Yeah, so did I. Give it to me one more time, Brian.
Good work there, Jeremy, on your eliminations. But that's stupid because Valentine's Day dies once you get married. I take my wife out enough to dinner that I don't need to take her out on Valentine's. We're in a relationship. She owes me one anyway.
Definitely Joe George. Joe George for the win.
Oh, dang.
But that's stupid because Valentine's Day dies once you get married. I take my wife out enough to dinner that I don't need to take her out on Valentine's.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah!
So how'd you get there?
The end. The little subtle at the end, she owes me one anyway.
Why is that Joe?
I just, Granato's not saying that. And I don't think Lance is either. At this point, with as many kids and what they've been through, neither one of them is saying something like that.
So you're saying Joe George is the biggest jerk?
I'm not saying that.
No, I'm wondering if they have their own accounts.
What do you mean?
Like, I wonder if they have their own, like, personal bank account.
Oh, I don't know.
Or they don't. What is it called? There's a word for that, like joining their money or whatever.
Joint bank account.
Joint
did
bank
you
account.
Hear,
yeah, there's a word, I think. There's a different word.
Did you hear the Jeannie Buss interview she just did?
No, I'm working.
She's Jeannie Buss of the Lakers. No, I just did. You always got to do that crap. Like, I just saw it online. I think it was yesterday. She did that Graham Bensinger show with the interview. And she's married to Jay Moore, Bob Sugar from Show Me the Money.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she got off the Phil Jackson wagon and hooked up with Jay Moore. She tells him that they own they live in an apartment building where she lives on floor number 3 and he lives on floor number 1. So they can take an elevator in their jammies if they want, as she put it, if they want to hang out. And then they have to interview him too. Like, is this really true? And he's like, "Yeah, you know, guys sweat and their sheets are wrinkly, so it's really the best for." Let's just face it; they're as close to divorce as can be. How in the hell is he living in an apartment on floor 1 and she's living on floor 3?
I mean, people have weird relationships, especially in Los Angeles.
That is bizarre.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about that with Joe. I don't know if he's got separate floor money.
No.
Sheesh.
Especially not with the kid.
Well, wrong? I also don't have separate
I don't
money.
Know. I keep my eye and hands out of other people's pockets, but he hasn't paid our bet, so.
Yeah, exactly. But he's going to buy a separate floor for himself?
That's a good point. All right, we've won three. We pwn you. Like,
yeah, February's not been a good month for
This dates back to January there, guy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, that would be January 31st, actually, yeah. So
okay, yeah.
Close enough to February.
You probably have nightmares about us. Nick Cayley. I'm going to play some Nick Cayley sound. Also, who he sounds like. I'm curious if y'all hear it, too. It is the B's, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Brian's finding his punk rock era on this Valentine Day, 2025. 713-780-ESPN. A texter says that Paul was referring to the Texan stressing guy. Wow. Okay, Paul, you sly dog. I like it. That's well done. That was Very well done. He also says, stop letting Branham sway your guys' thoughts. He's not always right, capital letters. Man, I bother him, it seems like, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I do suck at that game, though.
You did drop out at
the
end of Who Said It, so at least yeah, on that, little, the was, texture's on
took
something.
A Bregman role. I took a Bregman role, took a little bit of leadership, said, you know what? Blankers has a way better chance of answering this correctly. And he did. He did. That's managing. Chess, not checkers.
I'll just call it teamwork. We brother-in-lawed our way to another victory.
Put Blank in the cleanup spot, and he brought him home.
That's right. He's a table clearer, not a table setter. Yeah. Yeah. I was right about three, though. And then we picked the wrong ones to give each other the answer to. But we still won. Like, that's all that matters. We won for 3 weeks in a row. Brian stinks. All right, Nick Caley, press conference yesterday, was talking about how he's – like, the protection for this team was awful. It was lousy. And Caley addressed that yesterday.
I think it all starts up front, obviously, and it's really all 11. I mean, we all got to be in sync, and I think protection starts, obviously, with communication, with trust and communication, cohesiveness up front, and really having clear, you know, rules in the protection system. So we're going to, you know, we'll be going through that process. Obviously, I got a, you know, history with Cole dating back to my time in New England. He was our offensive line coach, and I coached the tight end, so I have a really good working relationship and a level of trust with Cole. He's a very good football coach, and I'm excited to go through this process.
There you go. He really likes Cole Popovich, and he thinks he's going to fix this offensive line, Blankers.
Well, that's
you believe him?
I do, and I think that that's something that at least now we know is solidified, as that's probably the main reason Popovich is back. No matter what the offensive lineman felt like he was last year, that you've got to have a guy that has the trust and belief of the new OC coming in, and so it's good to know that they've worked together before. He believes in him, and they'll be on the same page on everything. And if Popovich wasn't as vocal as maybe people would have liked because the players liked him, then hopefully that opens the door for him to do so.
I like the order and the discipline, and we're going to be on the right track, but I also need to see it. Like, it's very easy to say these things. It's very difficult to then go get players who are veterans and making tons of money to do exactly what you want them to do. The coaching part of it is the hard part. The talking about it is very easy. Anybody can talk about it. Anybody can talk about it. You and I can talk about it. Doing it is where you make your money. Nick Caley worked for Belichick. Go ahead.
No, and I was going to add to that, though. The good thing, though, from my point is, like, I don't want a guy being carried over from the last staff that he's never worked with before or doesn't have a relationship with before, because then I think it just becomes – it just adds an extra step of them getting to know each other and trust each other and everything else.
And also forced onto you. Yeah, I agree with that completely. Yeah, 100%. Nick Caley was he's worked with Belichick, right? He's worked with Sean McVay. I was listening to some nerds talk about offensive coordinator stuff, and they're like, "Oh, that's really good for Caley because he's, you know, worked with both of these guys who are very, very different." And Caley was asked what he's taken from his former head coaches.
And they're both rooted very similarly, maybe different personalities and different ways of doing things at times, but it's fundamentals. It's not beating yourself. It's playing clean. It's controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, that's the run game. That's pass protections, et cetera. And it's being a cohesive unit that takes care of the football. So, I mean, those are going to be the things that transcend any kind of scheme, any specific play. You know, we're going to be fundamentally based and rooted in that.
There you go. Going to be rooted in that. It's going to be their own way, not with these other guys. They're going to be fundamental. I do like the fundamental aspect of it, though, because I think a lot of times we overcomplicate things, and usually the best offenses are the ones that are very, very disciplined and always where they need to be.
I think the other thing, too, is just hearing him say that is that there's going to be the attention to detail to hopefully minimize the penalties as well as shooting yourself in the foot with the protections and the other things.
Yeah, and so I like that. Can't talk as cheap. Now, is he as fast as you remembered him talking yesterday?
Good Lord, he's fast.
He's very fast. So he's a cross between, like, McVay and this brilliantly dumb guy on social media. I think it's like Rob does sports as well. I think he also does that, like a podcast, I believe. Here's brilliantly dumb. So Nick Caley, we just heard him. I hear he talks slower. Brilliantly Dumb's cadence is slower, but it's the voice that sounds similar to me.
I just got back from Scottsdale. Waste management. What a horrific city. After a day or two. First couple days, time of your life. After that,
you hearing it?
I was willing to walk home.
I hear the voice. Obviously not the same
cadence. When you see me with the Chili's hat on, just know I'm in a bad way. Not an ad. Wish it was. Always do. Chili's, if you're watching, how are you?
All right, that's enough of that guy, Brian. Thank you very much. I believe it. Here's Nick Caley now, so we can compare and contrast again.
Because of the people. Starting from ownership, to Coach Ryan's, to Nick, to the people, to the players, to the staff that we have here, I feel really convicted in that. And I think, you know, you got to get the right people on the bus, and we have the right people on the bus, and I'm really excited about that.
You got the
button. That was Nick Caley, by the way, on why he wanted to wait for the perfect spot. But they sound alike.
I was going
to
say, if you got the button that you guys taught me about yesterday only on reverse to slow it down, if you slowed it down, I think – but you see, the problem is when you slow it down, it'd change the base.
What if you speed up the other guy?
Maybe. I think that's your answer. You speed up the other guy and you get a shot.
Their voice sounded – like whenever I heard Caley talk, I was like, I've heard this voice. I've heard this. And it took me a while to finally like put two and two together. But they sound identical to me.
Yeah, it is close. I hear it.
Yeah. So that's Nick Caley. I've seen a lot of people. I saw John McClain tweet about this earlier today, too. John McClain, who he likes to talk in totalities. Remember when Aziz Alshire had that that big hit on Trevor Lawrence? And he's like, oh, it's the worst hit I've ever seen in my life. Even though he's been around the NFL forever and saw a bunch of bruisers play the game. He was talking about Caley earlier today. Let me find the tweet. I don't want to do him any disjustice here for the general, the Hall of Famer, John McClain. But he had the whole we won the press conference thing. And I don't think anything makes me sicker than press conference winning. Yeah, here it is. McClain. After listening to New Texans OC Nick Caley at his introductory news conference, his energy, passion for the game, and enthusiasm reminded me of Sean McVay. At the podium, he's much more McVay than Belichick, another mentor. I've listened to a lot of coordinators in what's now my 49th year covering the NFL, but Aziz's hit was the biggest you ever saw. I digress. And I can't remember one who impressed me more than Caley. The Texans are his next stop on his way to becoming a head coach. He can't remember a coach that impressed him more at a press conference? What are we saying here?
Obviously, in that much time in the NFL, there had to be several that rang some kind of a bell with him. But, he is kind of getting more comfortable in his retirement years. So maybe his memory is slipping a little bit.
Like the hyperbole here. I've listened to a lot of coordinators in what's now my 49th year. Nice flex. And I can't remember one who impressed me more than Caley. In all of his years, he's never heard one more than Caley.
Shanahan, Gary Kubiak. Because, you got to believe he was big on the Kubiak bandwagon coming from here. There's got to be guys in his career that impressed him with their first press conferences.
I think he's doing here? You know what I think John's doing?
Creating clicks.
I think he's posturing. I think he's trying to show out to his – most of his Twitter following is from Houston. I think he's doing it for click here, Brankers.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
Let's also not forget who he works for.
Ever heard?
Let's not forget who he works
for. Who does he work for?
He writes for HoustonTexans.com.
I mean, freelance probably.
Doesn't matter. You know he's always been tight with the McNair family anyway.
The greatest press conference ever? Like what?
Sure, yeah, but he doesn't lose anything in the process except for a few people like us that really caught it. I think the more important thing is he's probably getting a lot of love internally that John's their guy.
They need to put me in the Hall of Fame. It's McClain's 49th year covering the NFL, and he's coming up with takes that Nick Caley is the most impressive offensive coordinator he's heard at a press conference. Meanwhile, Branham over here is comparing him to Brilliantly Dumb. Give me Brilliantly Dumb over that sort of hyperbole. Come on, McClain. That's crazy talk. I hope he's right. I hope that Nick Caley's the greatest OC we've ever seen. But it makes me sick, the whole won the press conference stuff. Lovie Smith won the press conference a few years ago. People were having the same take. Well, Lovie won the presser. He brings professionalism to the position. And then he won fewer games than David Culley.
Yeah, I mean, I was curious, and I mentioned it to Brian the other day, like, what are people going to be looking for that is going to make them feel really good about Caley? But, whether you win the press conference or not, there's people that are like John McClain, that are looking to hang on every word the man says and just give them that little nugget that says, we got the right guy.
Yeah, I mean, I liked what I heard, too, but I thought Jack Easterby also talked good. People talk. Talking's easy.
One fish,
like, doing
fish,
it is what's
fish,
hard. See, there you go. I mean, look at that sort. Look at that. He's
shout
like a
out
linguist.
To the fish.
Look at that. Look at Jack Easterby talking. It sounds like he's funny. He's engaging. He's enthusiastic. He's got all the riz in the world, Jack Easterby. Like, he sounded good and was terrible at his job.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
He also ghosted BMAC.
Oh, that's right. We had to use Todd just to try and get some kind of contact.
I sent some follow-up text. No response. But I did notice his text bubble changed from blue to green. So I don't know what's going on there.
Ooh,
but,
man, times are tough.
Yeah. I guess that next job didn't work out for him. I don't know.
That's tough. Texture says that man, being McClain, is glazing to the max. Are you up with that word, Blankers?
No, not at all.
It
just means highly of.
Yeah, it means
in a very
exactly
nice way.
I think it means exactly what you would think it would mean.
Yeah, it just means you're talking very highly of an individual. Let's leave it at that. Let's go with that. There might be kids listening. You guys want to rank Valentine on your holiday power ranking, or do you want to talk Texans or McCullers?
Huh?
Do you want to talk McCullers? Do you want to talk Valentine power ranking, or do you want to talk Houston Texans?
Your call, man. We're in the final half
Brian,
hour of the show.
Give it a call. Fine.
Valentine's power ranking.
Let's do the Valentine Day power ranking. Where does it rank in your holidays? Is it even a holiday? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
You're trying to do film study like you're Jeremy Branham?
No.
You're trying to make everybody think that you know ball?
This is ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Where does Valentine's Day rank on your favorite holidays? Where is it at in your power rankings of holidays? 713-780-3776. 1970, that's not a holiday. Maybe for you, but not universally. Valentine's Day should be in the middle of spring. It's too close to Christmas. Feel like we just did this a few weeks ago. Valentine's Day and Christmas are nothing alike.
The type of gifts you get from people on Valentine's and Christmas are so far apart.
Yeah, nothing alike. Valentine's Day is low in the power ranking for me. My wife and I will celebrate our 10th year anniversary this year, and I've never bought her a Valentine's Day gift in the 13 years we've been together. Took you 3 years, huh?
Damn,
took
that's a weird
to pop
flex.
The question.
Yeah. Flexing on not buying your wife gifts. Okay.
In all sincerity, congratulations on 10 years, 3726. That should be celebrated. That is a milestone. I mean that sincerely. Where does it rank on your list, Blankers, Valentine's Day?
Not very high for me personally because my wife has made it clear because I used to always be like the big bouquet of flowers and her favorite chocolates and all those things. And she's always just, babe, you spend way too much money. We don't spend all that money, especially on those flowers. They're going to die in a week or so. Let's just make sure we can spend it on the kids or something else. And I was just like, geez, that's not kind of the reaction I was hoping for when I got them.
Romance is dead.
But it also allows me kind of to save some of the hassle of trying to get it all done and accomplished. But now with kids, it's like now I'll take the kids and say, let's go get mom something from us so that the kids have a role in it. And then she's very much into that.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Brian, where do you have Valentine's for you?
Yeah, not super high. There's like three holidays I'm actually like get excited for personally. And it's the three you'd probably expect, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Halloween. Valentine's. I mean, I like going out with my wife, but it's not all that different than other times we would go out. It's nice, but it's not something I like mark down on the calendar or anything.
Okay. All right. I don't have Valentine's Day in my top 10. It's not in my top 10 of holidays.
I would say, maybe I don't know if you guys will agree with me, but like the three I mentioned, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, it feels like that's my elite tier, and then everything else is kind of tied for last. Like, I don't really care about July 4th or New Year's. I know some people will disagree on those two specifically, but it feels like after those three, that everything else is just like, eh. I mean, it's another day. Sure, the menu will change, and it might be a little fun, but I don't overall care that much.
Do you prefer New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Day. because of football.
I probably do now.
Yeah, I probably do now.
New Year's Eve as a teenager, I think, was
cooler.
Is the year you're going for New Year's Eve?
Well, like teenager into like early 20s. Like it was a bigger deal. But now, like, like the whole stay up till midnight or whatever and the like wait till midnight. I did it this year, but it didn't really do it for me. I do it because other people around me want to do it. But I don't personally care.
Yeah. I watched the Eastern time zone and went to bed at 11.
Yeah, so I'm not big on the whole New Year's Eve anymore, but New Year's Day is fantastic for the amount of football. There's no doubt about it.
The 10 holidays I have ahead of Valentine's Day. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, 4th of July, Halloween, Mother's Day, New Year's Day, Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, Earth Day, higher than Valentine's Day. Those are the 10 holidays above Valentine's Day. Yeah, I care more about the earth than love.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, I don't? This is my list,
Brian. We're both driving trucks. We're not driving energy-efficient, earth-conscious
vehicles.
Yeah,
but one of us backs into the spot. The other one does not.
That has nothing to do with the carbon emissions. We're driving trucks. We don't care about the environment.
One of them flies a drone around the other one's truck pretty often just to make sure that they can get the specs bad parking job.
One of us blocks traffic so we can snap photos of my slash parking job.
I made sure there was no one else coming.
Uh-huh.
I made sure there was no one else coming. I do not own a drone. Texter, 30 years this year, and we have never celebrated Valentine's Day or bought each other gifts on this date. That's good. That's a good rule, I think, for any good marriage.
I think it's pretty safe.
Whoa. This texter just said Cinco de Mayo is not a holiday. You're not allowed to text this show again until Cinco de Mayo has passed. That is your banishment.
And I'm Mexican.
Suggesting such a thing. Absolutely, it's a holiday.
I think Father's Day has to be in your top
Jeremy didn't have Father's Day.
Yeah, but I'm not a selfish guy.
It's not always about you, Jeremy. It's about honoring other fathers.
It is now with the kids.
You say it is now, but you're not selfish. It is all about me now, but I'm not selfish.
I'm not.
It's all about you, though.
With kids, yes, it becomes more about you. If you're the head of a household and you're the father, that day does kind of revolve around you.
But also consider whether you want – I understand, I think, that you don't want to make it about you, but the kids want to make it about you, so you're actually letting your kids down if you don't let them celebrate Father's Day.
This might be the most egotistical thing you've ever said.
The kids,
you're doing it for the kids. You're saying praise me, love on me, children.
I don't want to shut my kids down saying, yeah, I don't do that. We don't do that. We're not doing that. And then see them get all upset when they want to draw pictures.
Same thing they do for their mom.
Yeah,
sure. Of course, I'm not being like, no, we're not celebrating that. But it's not going to make my top 10.
Okay.
We're ranking holidays here. That's why I didn't have Father's Day up there. I'm not saying that I'm going to poo-poo it for the kids. I'm just saying I don't have it ranked highly.
I think you're being sassy by putting Earth Day in, though. As you're running down the list, it's like, yeah, I'm with you. Then Earth Day?
I don't know what you have against the Earth, Brian.
I don't know what you have for – like, what are you celebrating on Earth Day? What's your big Earth Day tradition, Jeremy?
Life. You know, I like to take off my shoes and socks, and I like to – what's it called? It's called
– Touch grass?
No, touch grass. No, it's called something whenever you do it.
What is the word for it?
No, there's like a word for it.
Nature side?
No.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
I only slept 2.5 hours yesterday, so I don't have my fastball today. I think there's a word for it whenever you touch grass.
Being grounded?
Is it called earthen? No, I don't think it's.
I think it might be
grounding, actually.
Okay.
I think the word is called grounding.
Okay.
Like you like a lot of the hippies, and like
I think you was a hippie.
Every now and then I like to be a little crunchy.
But then you don't have Arbor Day in there?
Yeah, where's Arbor Day?
What?
Where's I don't even Labor know
what that Day? Celebrate trees you're going to celebrate
American
the
workers.
Earth.
Where's Labor Day?
I work on Labor Day.
Yeah, so you don't support American workers.
Not in my top 10. Mm. No. Mm. Not in my
like
top
that.
10.
Big
Absolutely, I do not.
Not yeah. looking out for the little man.
I think it is called grounding, actually. You see, that's what Matt Collins does all the time. That's why Matt Collins doesn't wear shoes and socks. It's because he likes to live in a constant state of grounding with the earth. I'm being dead serious. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that is that mindset.
Okay.
You never go outside and ground?
Ground?
Yeah, you never do that.
Like, you ever walk outside without your shoes on?
Socks.
Oh no, you walk outside with your socks.
Oh my god,
on?
I wear my socks everywhere.
Oh no. Yeah,
I never wear socks.
Oh god. Oh my god. Socks outside is like the worst.
No, I always
do. You've got three options and you're picking the worst.
Always wear socks.
Why?
Cuz my wife's big on the chunklas all over the place and she has them laid out strategically. I'm always socks.
It's either Crocs or barefoot for me. My favorite grounding is whenever I mow the grass and then after I'm done mowing the grass and you have to blow at the very end. I like to ground whenever I'm blowing.
Okay. At that point,
I'm just going to
at that point,
walk
we should
away.
Just go to the car wreck of the day.
Hey, phrasing!
Okay.
Car wreck of the day.
We're a Friday.
What is yours? 713-780-3776. What is your
Winner.
Car wreck of the
it's
day?
It's over.
With the Bees on ESPN 97.5
and
ESPN 92.5.
Food and rain rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me your you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day. 713-780-3776. Blankers, what is your car wreck of the day?
Jeremy, you were traveling. I know that you are very savvy with your electronics. Did you happen to see Mike Stanton participate in X or Twitter, and maybe X in this case, in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, he was at the top of my list.
Yeah, mine too. Now he's trying to say, so if you missed it, there was a very scantily clad female bending over in the supermarket, and she said, if you want nudies of me, respond hi. And the first response I saw under the picture that was visible for all to see was none other than the Shins Mike Stanton with hi in all capital letters, in which later in the day he responded, not sure what happened there, looking into it, my bad.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened there, right, Mike? You thought you were DMing, and it was actually public is what happened.
You think that's what happened?
I don't think he was DMing.
I think he thought he was DMing.
I just don't think he was thinking with the appropriate...
Sure.
No way.
He wasn't thinking with the brain at the top of his body. Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, there's no way.
Well,
He's never done that before. There's no way he knew that was a normal reply.
Like, I know Twitter obviously now hides your likes. Like, if you like something, people don't see it. Maybe he thought people couldn't see direct
Doc
replies.
Rivers.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of one that would get him there.
I'm looking at his Twitter right now. And I'm looking at did you see this from Mike? Blankers, or
yes.
Did you see people talking
Mike,
about it?
From Mike.
Because I saw people talking about it. Like, Mike Stanton. Mike
from
Stanton.
From Mike, I copied it.
And
I put it on a link.
It.
And then Brian went to use the link, and it was gone.
So you saw it before you were tipped off that other people were
Correct.
Talking about it.
Correct.
I heard other people. I didn't hear. I read other people talking about it. And then I searched for it and found it.
Yes.
No, but he has other replies, Brian. Like, he has replies to people in his Twitter replies. Like, he had to have...
Well, he can't have said
that. He was either hacked. He was not at himself. Yeah, I'm just throwing out options here. I'm saying he's either hacked. He was, like, drunk or whatever. Or he thought it was a DM.
Yeah, I think I'd put the odds favorite at drunk.
I hope he was hacked. Got a wife and kids.
Hacked would be it's like 1%. I think it's probably like drunk is like 60%, 39% is he thought it was a DM, and then 1% is hacked.
What about he thought it was just a funny joke and he didn't understand the reaction it was going to get?
Only if he was also drunk.
Like I'm not buying that.
If he was also drunk,
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it if he was sober.
What a bad look.
I wonder how the Shin felt about it. Maybe they were coaching him on how to respond to it.
It took a while to take it down.
It did.
Man, that's not a good look. Not a good look at all. I'm actually a little disappointed in it. All right. I'm going to nominate the hotel I'm at. They must have thought I was a producer or something by not giving me my room ready to go, set up for the show.
Should have dropped your name.
They must. They didn't realize I was a talent.
Don't you know?
They thought
the
I was a producer. They thought I was Brian McDonald.
All you had to do was like, hey, man, I know the Big E. Let me in. Like, you would have your hotel room right away.
I don't think that the young hotel clerk would have known who the
you don't
Big
think
E
so? Hmm.
No. She had a better chance to know who the Big E was as opposed to JB. I'll tell you that. Hmm. What are you nominating, Brian?
I'm nominating something that just happened a few minutes ago.
My favorite grounding is whenever I mow the grass, and then after I'm done mowing the grass, and I'm you have to blow at the very end. I like to ground whenever I'm blowing. That didn't sound as bad as I thought it did.
Okay, at that point, we should
away.
Just put
our
record in
there. Hey, phrasing.
That didn't really sound that bad.
Likes to ground when he blows.
Wow, I don't know.
That sounds a lot worse.
Gotta be.
Well, go say that to a random stranger in the hotel. See what reaction they give you.
Well, you guys just aren't. You guys aren't up to date with the.
They really love to ground while you blow.
Well, you guys don't know what grounding is. You wouldn't understand. It's a Mac Hollins and Branham thing.
Okay, the next time you have a game in like freezing cold temperatures or snow and stuff, I want you to show up barefooted with a swimsuit on.
Brother, I did the show outside in my backyard during the worst snowstorm in the last 50 years in Houston.
I'm a dog!
Bundled up.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Because I was out there for 3 hours. You don't think I took out the trash that day in shorts and a t-shirt? I wasn't barefoot. I wasn't grounding. I did have Crocs on, but...
Socks?
No, I don't wear socks when I'm at home. That's weird.
It's not.
The only time I wear socks weird. Is whenever I'm leaving my house and I'm wearing shoes. A lot of times I don't even wear socks to work.
That's a little gross.
I'm anti-socks. I'm anti-socks. All right, what's winning here?
I mean, you.
Yeah,
you can't argue that. It's definitely you. The hotel had it until the last 10 minutes of the show, and you took it from them at the last minute.
That's good. I'm taking a bunch of dubs today. One in Who Said It, one in Car Wreck. I'll take it. How's it not Mike Stanton? Could it be Co?
The audio kind of.
All right, fine, whatever. Thank you, Brian, for the hard work. No, thank you, Brian. He's blank on Brian. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aggie basketball tomorrow. No bullpen?
No, because bullpen would be on when Aggie's basketball is on.
Work afterwards. Aggie basketball tomorrow. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Goodbye.
ESPN 97.5.